Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Has been held at gunpoint at some point in their life.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
I'd be so rattled if I was held at gunpoint. What do you do?
You know what the answer is? You do whatever they tell you to do. That's the answer.
Well, what if you want, what if they're like, give me a wallet? What if you don't have any money and you try to tell
give
them, you're,
a
like,
wallet.
You're like, all I got in there is cards, man. I got no cash. All I got is cards.
I would
they're
say,
like, give me the wallet. I don't want them to have my ID. But then you got to go loot, get a new ID. You got to cancel all your credit cards, debit cards, get new cards. Just a huge pain.
Well, I mean, what's a bigger pain? Getting new debit cards and credit cards and an
yes.
ID or getting shot?
Getting new credit cards and debit cards and ID, because you get shot, you're just like, then you die.
On 1340 WKGN.
Let's try it.
You start a GoFundMe. If you get it up to about $1,000, I'll probably let you shoot me in the foot. I got to make the rent.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour 3 headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Happy birthday to a Patriot. Is it your birthday today?
No.
Bill Belichick.
Kind of
weird that the day, you know, Brady got drafted. It's also Bill Belichick's birthday today. Turned 69 years old.
Huh.
Good old Bill. Still rocking and rolling. I love the clip of the reporter asking him. He's just like, you know, how's it going? Bill says, you know, how's it going? And the reporter's just like, nothing to complain about. And he's just like, yeah, we don't want to hear those complaints anyways. He's
good old man, Joe. That's what I always say to people, too.
Yeah. It's
whenever
funny.
I'm going to a sales call or talk with some older people, I don't really do it with people my age, but older people, good. No one wants to hear you complain anyways.
Mm-hmm.
They usually get a good chuckle out of it.
Right.
Or ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, that's.
Or my dog just died. Please show some respect.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It's
tough.
It's a little
that
tough.
That gets people.
Uh-huh. I got to talk about the video. The bobcat attacking the couple that just went viral.
That was awesome.
What is going on here? I've watched it a few times, man. A couple of just follow-up questions for me is like, I mean, where the hell did this bobcat come from?
You can see it at the beginning of the video. You can see it across the street.
Oh, across the street?
Yeah, you can see it run up if you've got a keen eye for animals. You can see it kind of run across and you're like, oh, what's that? And the next thing you know, you hear it.
Kind of crazy.
Pretty sure it was rabid. Because, yeah, that's very out of character for a bobcat.
Cam, you're the you're our animal expert here. Did the man handle the bobcat pretty well? It kind of grabbed it and
you scruff it like almost like most animals like that.
I mean,
you
just hold it.
You scruff it. You got to hold it away from yourself, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's rabid, you definitely don't want to get bit by the thing. But yeah, you can scruff it. You know, basically animals like that, they usually have that tuft of fur behind their neck because that's how like their parents carry them around when they're little. So that's usually the easiest place to grab animals like cats, dogs, ferrets, stuff like that. Just scruff them there back there. I mean, yeah, you just tossed it, and yeah, you just got to get away from the thing, man. Especially if it's rabid. Yeah, it's not good news.
It's just so crazy because it's just such a regular morning. He's just
good morning.
No big deal. Then all of a sudden, just like, it attacks. Man, crazy. Yeah, kind of went viral. Have to go check that out if you haven't seen it yet.
It's a great video.
John, we had some WWE news. Pat McAfee looks like he's going to be joining the SmackDown. What do we think? You a Pat McAfee fan? He's, a lot of people like him. A lot of people like the podcast, entertaining guy, goofy guy. How do you think he's going to fit in with the WWE crowd?
Well, he's been on NXT for a while, so he's already earned. It's important to earn the respect of the wrestling community, so he already has that coming in.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember Adnan Virk. used to work on ESPN, I believe MLB Network as well at one point. He is now taking over like the Raw announcing duties, and his first week was this week. And there were mixed reviews there, but he hasn't earned the respect of the wrestling community yet, though. So McAfee has, with his performance and him being a fan and you know, understanding the business. So, you know, I'll give him a chance. I didn't typically like him on like the NFL game, or excuse me, the college football games that he would do.
Yeah,
I thought he got old pretty quickly. Except for, like, when people were punting, I guess he really tried to put over the punters. But
they were also like the worst, like the midweek games.
Yeah, yeah, no, they didn't give him the good games. But I mean, he's entertaining.
He was funny on game day, but he, like, if I've listened to a show before, and I'm pretty sure he was doing that for like free.
Oh,
like,
really?
Just going just to like build do the brand. Like when he jumped in that lake at Baylor. I mean, it was kind of just like for build as a brand.
I don't know how many people watch game day anymore, but I imagine it's close to like, you know, 600,000-700,000 at the very least. And then, you know, just more eyeballs on you. They might go check out your podcast. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, are you excited about it?
No, no, I'm not excited, but I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
He also announced an NFL game too, right? It was like a Week 17 game. Maybe it was the first time he got to do it. That may have been 2 years ago, but I'm pretty sure he also has done a couple NFL games as well. So, yeah, some big news for WWE. Staying in the just kind of sports world here, talking about some famous sports analysts out there. Brian Windhorst, man, he's getting some heat. He got into a heated debate on, I believe that's the NBA podcast that he does, the Hoops Collective podcast. He was on there talking, I mean, just bashing Nikola Jokic, his MVP opportunities. He thinks that Jokic should not have any shot in MVP, and apparently, based on what people are saying here and just kind of listening to a little bit of the clips I did here, he still thinks that, you know, LeBron's MVP chances are still there if he's able to come back and push the Lakers into the playoffs and get hot here towards the end.
Not good for Windhorst and his reputation of being a LeBron fanboy.
No.
Both being from Akron, covering him in high school.
He's taking a lot of heat for this one. What do we think, though? I mean, does he have a point with Jokic? I've said as well. I mean, Nuggets, not a good enough record for maybe Jokic to be an MVP, but I think Windhorst kind of feels the same. I don't know about LeBron coming back and winning MVP, but any possibility of that? Because it still feels like a pretty open debate at this point.
I feel like it's going to be hard for LeBron unless he comes back and they just reel off like
just go 12 and crazy, win a record
or something like that. Like, I don't even know how many games he'll get to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because LeBron came out like 3 or 4 years ago and talked about how he doesn't care about MVPs anymore. It's all about rings. And then like the last 2 years, been crying about wanting more MVP attention.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Complain about the award system, all that.
Yeah, I mean, like, either you just care about your rings. I mean, like, I get it. You want more MVPs, but I don't know. Like, if LeBron, it would get a little tiresome because, like, I remember, like, in 2016 when everyone's like, oh, Steph Curry has passed LeBron James as the best player in the world. And then, like, in the finals, LeBron, like, blocks him off the backboard that time and blocks him out of bounds, just, like, staring at him. Kind of reminder, like, hey, no, you're not.
Right.
Then we kind of did with Kawhi. We've done it with Durant. There's been a couple people we've like tried to get the throne to, and it seems like he comes back around and gets it. So I get being annoyed by LeBron, but at the same time, you say you don't care about MVPs. Just accept that. Go win some more rings. Get ready for the playoffs.
Right. Team that may not be getting ready for the playoffs, the Bulls. Man, tough break. Star Zach LaVine looks like he's going to be missing some games. Expected to miss several games after entering the league's health and safety protocol. So, kind of crazy. Yeah, we got these a lot of these players vaccinated and everything, but looks like LaVine's going to have to sit out due to some potential COVID health issues there. That's a tough break for them. Like I said, trying to make that playoff push. We also had other NFL news. J.C. Jackson, corner for the Patriots, looks like he just signed his tender to return. Pays him roughly just $3.4 million, that second-round tender. He was actually second in the NFL in interceptions last year for the Patriots, J.C. Jackson.
For most of the year, but ended up, I think somebody passed.
Yeah, he had 9 picks. It was Xavier Howard for the Dolphins, who ended up getting number one. But, yeah, looks like the Patriots going to lock up their guy once again. So we'll see how that goes for them. Some other news. How about the – I got to get to this. The news out of Daytona. Did you guys see the car? That apparently the cops in Daytona are looking for a car that jumped the bridge. The bridges that, you know, that open up. Yeah, I actually jumped it.
Nice.
I've always wanted to, you know, you always want to do that.
You always think about that. Filming Fast and Furious out there?
Yeah, and he went for it. Apparently, okay. Cops still kind of searching for this guy.
If the gap's short enough, hey, Go for it, bro.
Did you guys see the clip, though?
I was disappointed in the clip.
Yeah, the bridge was barely.
I wouldn't say the bridge was really open. It was just like raising too open.
Well,
like,
yeah. This ain't Fast and Furious, bro. He's not going to be like flying in the air. Why not? Look what kind of car he's driving. What is this? Just a regular, like, regular looking car.
If you go fast enough, you travel. That's how, you know, physics work.
There's a whole generation of people screaming at the radio right now about you calling it the Fast and Furious and not the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
I just figured something like this would have occurred on Fast and Furious.
I mean, yeah, sure. I'm saying, like, you know, I feel like the Dukes of Hazzard kind of
invented this.
I don't know about invented, but at least for, like, you know, for a lot of generations or a lot of people.
Some people saw it for sure, yeah. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Someday the mountain's going to get them, but the law never will.
Did you ever do this?
No one ever said just to comply to the Duke boys, did they?
Yeah.
No one ever said just comply to the Duke boys.
Stop resisting.
We loved them, yeah. No one told them to stop resisting and just ride it out.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I mean, I'm sure that guy feels cool. I might just be in a big hurry. I don't have time for this.
Just had to go somewhere, yeah.
I ain't got time for this.
I'm sure Hayden thinks about it every time he sees the train coming. He's like, I should just go.
Now that would be Fast and Furious.
What, beating a train?
Yeah.
You ever watch Logan?
No.
Okay, never mind. They have a scene kind of like that.
Well, yeah, sure. The original Fast and Furious movie, that's the end of the movie. Like, they try to race, and they get clipped by the train.
Oh, really?
Like, Vin Diesel's car gets hits by the train. Actually, that's not true. They beat the train, and then they wreck right afterwards. Like, Vin Diesel hits the car.
I was about to say, if you get hit by a train, like, anyway, you're going to die, right?
They barely beat the train. They barely beat the train.
If you get barely clipped, you could just spin, but, yeah, it's just that your car's done.
And again, it's supposed to be kind of a quarter-mile race, and it's like a minute-long race scene, and I'm like, quarter mile.
He lives his life by a quarter mile at a time.
Well,
so.
Right, that's the point. Like, you know, from where the red light they're at to the train tracks was a quarter mile, so they were going to race. And again, it's like a minute long race scene, and quarter mile doesn't take that long, especially when you're doing like 80. I mean, like, I think it'd be like a 10-second race.
We got to slow it down so we can comprehend, you know, the skill involved.
But at one point, they look at each other, the train's coming, they just gas it, and then they barely make it. And then, yeah, Vin Diesel hits the car and flips, and cops are coming. Brian's had to reveal he's a cop already, so like they already got beef, but as a kind of an olive branch, he's like, oh, you a 10-second car, and gives him his car and lets him get away.
Yeah.
Oh, you a 10-second car.
Which one is this?
The first one, the very first one.
I've seen it, but it's been have you not seen any of them?
the very first one.
I can barely remember.
So racing the train, trying to jump the train tracks, that's Fast and Furious.
Maybe I've only seen like the second one.
I don't know why you don't like the franchise. If you hopped in with Too Fast, Too Furious, with Tyrese.
I think I've seen.
Vin Diesel wasn't even in that one.
Maybe Tokyo Drift I've seen, maybe.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, that's even worse for an original to hop into the series. Neither one of them are in it until the very end. Dom pulls up at the very end.
Hmm.
I got nothing but time. That's what he says.
And family.
Real cool, huh?
Well, he didn't say that. His family was not in. Wasn't in Tokyo.
So would you do this or not? That's the only question. Would you guys ever try to jump the opening up?
In a rental car.
That makes sense,
yeah,
I guess.
I don't think it'd be worth like messing up your car while you're driving around. Yeah.
I mean,
wrong.
I don't think
if
his car got messed
car
up. He wasn't
sure.
going that fast.
I know, but if it gets a little bit higher, like then you jump. Like that's the thing they don't really show you in the movies. Although they do show you that in Tokyo Drift when the girl crashes, she jumps over a bridge in that movie. Actually, that's Too Fast, Too Furious. They actually do jump over the thing. Like that actually does happen in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Too Fast, Too Furious. The little Asian woman actually like jumps over a guy and you know beats him in the race because of that, but then just crashes her car. Like it just like goes crazy.
The landing is an issue. It's not jumping over, it's the landing.
I could see that.
I would say I wouldn't do it simply because of the landing.
Okay.
Yeah. Not really worth it. I mean, it depends. I mean, it depends what kind of hurry you're in, I guess, but not going to be worth it for me, usually.
Right. Real quick, we have a little bit of news from the Lakers. Speaking of LeBron James, also Anthony Davis was cleared for full contact practice.
Saw that.
Yeah. So looks like he'll be returning soon after dealing with that injury for so long. No really indications for LeBron. Kind of looks like he could still be out.
He's doing reshoots for Space Jam.
Oh yeah, maybe that's what all this is. Maybe he's not hurt. He's just filming. He's got the whole process going, right?
Since since you circled back around to the NBA before we finish this headlines, I made a claim, you know, earlier this year that you yelled at me about, like you typically do, despite the fact I was, you know, 20-6 in board bets and clearly know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
I just want to know if you had noticed like the tear that Chris Paul was on the last four games. Have you seen that?
No.
He's been good.
Yeah, he's been good. The Suns are 4-0 and 40 assists and one turnover for Chris Paul.
Wow.
That's pretty good. 40 assists and one turnover.
What point were you trying to make with Chris?
Top 20 player of all time.
I did find Charlie's other two board bets.
Oh, yeah? What were they?
He had the Broncos with more wins than the Browns.
Okay, oof. Loss. 3-1.
And oof. He had University of Iowa still having that guy as the head coach.
By next
March
year.
2021.
Ah, damn it. So I lost that one.
Yep.
Damn. All right, so 3-2. Good for Charlie. I guess to avoid any severe punishment. I was for sure that Ferentz would have to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess we're still last, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't have made it March. Maybe I should have just made it by the time the season kicked off. Damn it. This batch of headlines was brought to you by Crown Cleaners. Starch Madness still rolling along. You got to the end of the month. Taking three dress shirts. Get the fourth laundered for free. Go to fanrunradio.com. Click on the Starch Madness logo. From there, you can print off your coupons, stick it in with your shirts, or just show it to them on your phone. You go pick up your laundry at Crown Cleaners, two locations, one on Bearden Hill, one on North Shore Drive. Schedule free pickup and delivery online at crowncleaners.com. Support Fan Run Radio by supporting our locally owned sponsors. It's Starch Madness, still going on through the end of April. Brought to you by Crown Cleaners, Knoxville's choice for dry cleaning for over 50 years. Cameron, take us out. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, boys, let's buckle up. Tonight, we go to war. As a Tennessee baseball team, number 3
woo!
In the USA Today polls. That's the highest poll we have, right? Is that the highest we've ever been?
Ever? I don't know. I mean,
according to our boy Logan Q over on Fan Run Radio, he says the Vols ranking is the highest in the program's tenure.
Wow.
He's kind of our go-to baseball guy. Yep.
I figure they might have been up there in the 90s, but
3's pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. Tennessee going up against two of the best three pitchers, I guess the two best pitchers, at least in this upcoming draft. Are they the best pitchers in America, too? Are there any underclassmen that's better than these guys, Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter?
I'm pretty sure they're the two best. They're going to get 1-2.
Well, I know they're on the draft, but I didn't know if there was any like non-eligible sophomores or
really
freshmen
no
that
clue.
Might be better. Okay, I just didn't want to say they're the two best and, you know, have some freshmen be better. I didn't know if we knew of anybody. But anyways, the two of the top three picks in this upcoming Major League Baseball draft, by all accounts. Tennessee's got to face them.
Oof. Doesn't make it easy.
Our boys are finally hitting a little bit, at least our two best players with Ferguson and Pavloni. Both of those guys were All-Americans in the preseason. Struggled out the gate, which has kind of made Tennessee's, like, you know, fast start so impressive, was that like neither of your best hitters were hitting. But now, you know, they were able to kind of get going against Florida. Ferguson followed it up with a nice 4-for-4 effort against Western Carolina. Like, that was a slugfest. Was that 13-11? Was that the final in that game?
West Carolina?
Yeah,
it was 14-12.
14-12, okay. 14-12. I knew it was high scoring in a 2-run game.
Yep.
You know, he was able to keep going. Had a homer. So now those guys are starting to hit a little bit, which will help Tennessee's offense. Before the Florida game, we talked about the goal being win 3 of your next 6 SEC games. You won 2 against Florida. Is that still the goal this weekend? Just try to find a way to win one of these games? Because you can
for
win
sure.
one game against Vanderbilt without beating Leiter or Kumar.
Yeah.
I feel like if you win one, like the narrative of how good of a team you are doesn't shift. Like,
yeah, that's the top 5 matchup. Yeah. Like, this is there's not going to be any shame if Tennessee goes 1-2 in this. Now, it would be nice to, you know, come out of this with the lead in the SEC.
Yeah. And I think people would start feeling really good about the program and stuff. But
because right now you're a game ahead of Vanderbilt in the East, right? You're still a game ahead of Vanderbilt in the East. If they take all 3 from you, you'll obviously be trailing them. Yeah. If you go 1-2, you'll still be tied with them.
I think we're tied with Arkansas, too.
Right. Arkansas is tied with us, and I think we're a game ahead of Vanderbilt.
I wonder who Arkansas plays this weekend.
Is that right, or did we tie Vanderbilt at once we lost?
I think Vanderbilt's 9-3.
They might be once we lost on Sunday. Maybe I looked whenever we were only had two SEC losses. I think that's right, actually, Hayden. Which made me even madder about that Sunday loss against
the way it went down was Florida. Just unfortunate.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's 9-3, like you said. So we had a game lead in the standings until Sunday. So, yeah, like you said, Arkansas 9-3, Vanderbilt 9-3, Tennessee 9-3.
Yep.
Big series. I'm pumped for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It should be fun.
It's the biggest thing of the weekend, right? In terms of, sports. I mean, is there anything bigger? I mean, I know, across the country, people aren't lining up to watch Tennessee, Vanderbilt. Unless you're, if you're a college baseball fan, you probably will be. I mean, because Tennessee has been getting attention for the crowds and the atmosphere, and it's a pretty new rise to fame for a lot of people. A lot of people have never seen Tennessee baseball be good.
Yeah,
I think USA Today Sports had an article today talking about the hottest ticket in the country right now. It was this weekend. It was $300 and some.
I don't know if anybody's paying for those. I don't know if anybody's buying them for that much, but they're listed for that.
Yeah. Supposedly there's supposed to be some extra seating.
I heard that.
Really?
Yeah. Put up some temporary bleachers or something.
Just open it all the way up, man.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no are there any limits on restaurants anymore? Are people
the bars are open until 1 now.
Well, yeah, so, there's no capacity limits, I don't think, anymore either.
There's definitely not.
Right, 100%. We go to the park and a bunch of people there, and I get you're going to say, well, you're outside. Well, you're outside of the baseball game, too.
Yeah.
Wear your masks.
Yeah.
Do you have to wear a mask in the baseball game or no?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
The whole time?
I don't think you do. I was going to say, whenever I see those baseball. Well, I feel like when I see the fans behind first base, I don't feel like
You might have to have it
to get in
and moving around, but you might be able to take it off of your seat.
Yeah.
Because that's how the COVID protocol was with open practice.
Okay. So that's what it was. Just open it all the way up, man. It's a big opportunity for Tennessee baseball nationally.
Yep.
So they opened up more seating. Do we know how many more seating?
Tell was talking about yesterday. He said he couldn't say for sure. He didn't have the exact numbers how many more was going to be open this weekend.
But he said, just open this bad boy.
Yeah, really?
Vitello's pushing them we won't talk about specifics. No one's going to do a head count. I mean, what was that game? Georgia, was that Georgia-Auburn or Georgia-Alabama? What was the game in football when Georgia was just screw it?
Oh, one of the first games of the season?
They just had full capacity in the student section. They was screw it.
Was it the Alabama
game? And Texas A&M had 80%.
Yes, it was Georgia-Alabama, and then it was Texas A&M and Florida.
Yeah, and Texas A&M
was getting pissed.
Texas A&M basically was we're full-fledged. We're going to have a full – and it was a big difference that Texas A&M won that game.
Yep.
That ultimately didn't cost Florida anything because they were still able to win the East and, had a chance to play for the championship had they beaten Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They were still going to have to beat Alabama to win that championship, so it didn't ultimately cost them anything. But, it was a big deal. Texas A&M, that was Jimbo's biggest win of his career – his career at Texas A&M. His tenure, I guess I should say.
Arkansas plays A&M this weekend.
Is A&M good?
I think they're pretty good. They were ranked pretty high at one point. I don't know what they're ranked now.
They're 3-9 in the SEC in 2015. So they are
really?
Good. I know some people worry about Texas A&M coming to try to get Vitello.
I thought they were top 10 preseason. Were they not? Or maybe that was Mississippi State.
I saw Texas and Texas Tech in the top 10.
Okay, maybe that was at them.
It was two Texas teams, but it was not A&M.
Okay.
They are, 3-9. Auburn, are they always bad at baseball? Because they're 1-12 in conference. Are they always this bad?
I don't think they're always that bad.
Yeah, but are they usually a top program or no?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
Georgia's usually pretty good, though, and they're
5-7.
Not great, but they did win 2-3 against Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
They had some top picks, and I did look up the latest mock draft. One of them had – both of them had Kumar going 1 to the Pirates, and one of them had Leiter going 3, and the other one had him going 4.
Okay.
So there's a
– no other pitchers before him, though? No.
The number two, the consensus number 2 pick right now is a shortstop from Jesuit High School in Texas. So he must be pretty good.
A little worried about Tennessee's bullpen.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big key. You still going to try to go tonight?
Nah, I don't think I'm going to go.
Pull the plug?
Yeah.
What time is it that?
It's probably 7. Around 7.
Yeah.
No, my sister's playing at a softball tournament this weekend, and she's a senior. I told her I'd come watch some of her games. I hadn't seen any this year yet.
You going tonight or tomorrow?
Well, I'm going tonight. They play tonight and tomorrow. So, yeah.
Tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, it's like a tournament, two-day tournament thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would simply go to the baseball game tonight and the tournament tomorrow, but you're a good big brother. That's fine.
I don't really want to stand in line for like four
That's
hours.
That's really what it came down to. Yeah. I knew that was the difference maker. The tiebreakers, you didn't actually want to stand in line.
Have you heard like the amount of time you have to stand in line? Like what are we talking
about? I imagine
here?
There's going to be people already in line. The like fact it's become a thing now, there are people probably pre-gaming
right outside.
Are we talking
a couple hours here? Like we're talking two hours, you think?
Oh, yeah.
I would say people are, like, if you think about basketball, and basketball has big home games. I mean, you've had to stand in line a couple hours before, so I mean.
Oh, yeah, I stayed in line in the snow for like 2 hours for the Tennessee-Kentucky game last year.
Right. I would imagine baseball, if it's a 7 o'clock start, they probably let you in at, what, 6?
They start selling or tickets to let people in an hour and a half for the game.
Okay,
so 5:30.
Sure. Yeah. I would say people get in line at least by 3. I would say people are lining up at 3.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. They got their White Claws and their coolers out there, their throwaway coolers out there getting ready to go.
And there's like a student ticket gate, like for actual where the seats are, and there's also another student gate for standing room only. So I think you can get in the standing room only gate like pretty easily. You don't have to wait that long. But like if you're actually going to try to get a seat, like where all those like crazy dudes sit, you like wait for hours.
Yeah,
and that's where people want to be. Yeah. Like I said, that's become an event. Yeah. Vol baseball to open up Lindsey Nelson Stadium to 50%.
Okay. Was it at 20%, right? 25%? Wasn't that originally?
I have no clue. I just know the stadium can only hold like 5,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 4,000 or 5,000.
So, I mean, 50%, you can get 2,500 in there?
Vitello said yesterday that Sunday's game versus Florida was their highest attended game so far. And he said this weekend will be higher than that.
Well,
so
WTK, you know, the college station over there, just tweeted out that it's opening up to 50%. To which then someone said, only 50. Just open everything back up. To which the radio station said, I'm not here to debate CDC guidelines. Go, boss. We're not the ones making the decision, sir. We're just tweeting it out there for you. So 50%. Okay. Now, again, I would prefer if we would just go 100%, but whatever. Do like 50% for like the midweek games, but like this Vanderbilt, yo, let's just open this bad boy up. Have they been having any fans at Vanderbilt games?
I don't know.
I guess I don't know why I'm asking you. Like you're a Vanderbilt baseball expert.
I did watch one of their games though, a few weeks ago. It was on the road though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was against LSU.
Okay. Well, big series, biggest in Tennessee baseball history. Some are saying
big pitching matchup tonight.
This regular season. Yeah.
She's Dallas versus Kumar Rocker.
I mean, if you are Dallas, you are looking and saying like this is your opportunity. Like it's a must watch event for Major League Baseball scouts when Rocker is pitching. I mean, well, I already have him penciled as the number one, but you're still going to watch and make sure, you know, just check and make sure nothing bad's happened with his delivery, and you're going to do your due diligence if you're a team that's going to have the worst record. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're Dallas and you can come out here and perform, you can put yourself up rising in the at least, like, you know, credibility-wise, and get on people's radar.
Two of his last three starts, he's had 11 strikeouts, I believe.
Okay.
He had 11 against LSU. I don't know how many he had against Alabama, but then Florida he had 11, too.
Okay. Let's go. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, boys, one more segment before we get to the weekend. Anything else on your mind?
The weekend.
Nothing?
My mind's an enigma.
What was that?
Josh Hopp will throw in the first pitch tonight.
Oh, yeah, the hype man. Hype man going to get the crowd hype.
You guys think he's going to actually throw a good pitch, or you think he's just going to botch it?
No, I think he's going to. I mean, he's an athlete.
Quarterback.
Is he?
I mean,
oh, yeah, he did. Yeah,
he almost won the damn Heisman, didn't he? I mean,
former QB. Should have a can.
Is he still an athlete?
I mean,
he was an athlete.
I don't think his arm still works pretty damn good. You saw him out there beating those boys in dodgeball. He still got it. Now, is he as fast as he once was? No.
Smoke him in dodgeball.
And he did run like for a lot of yards while he was at Oklahoma. Like, yeah, he's athletic. What are we talking about?
Did he?
podcast.
Yeah.
Was he like a dual threat?
I mean, I don't know if I'd call him dual threat, but I think he, like, the year he won the Heisman, I think he added, like, well, he not won the Heisman, but finished second to the Heisman. I think he added, like, 600 yards on the ground or something like that.
I mean, yeah. I guess that makes sense because his passing stats weren't.
That's not right, is it? He didn't add that on the ground, did he?
I don't know if it was 600.
No. No, it was seven touchdowns, sorry.
Didn't he also?
Only 167 yards.
Wasn't that Oklahoma's first year out of the wishbone, though?
Yeah.
They started throwing it.
I don't know if it was their first year out of the wishbone. I would have said 99 would have been, but when Stoops got there. But
okay.
I mean, he was their quarterback in 99, too, so. But yeah. 2000 was the year. Yeah, they had seven touchdowns. They count sacks against you in college football.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. But he also, stats weren't great or anything. Didn't he have, like, 15 interceptions?
Yeah, it was 20 touchdowns. 20 touchdowns and 15 interceptions, but he did add seven on the ground, so 27. Okay.
And he was the highest runner-up with those stats?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, huh? I'm just saying, like, let's not act like just because now he's gotten a little soft in his older age, he's not.
I don't know if he wore out his arm or anything.
He could go out there and throw a damn baseball. I would probably imagine that growing up in Oklahoma growing up wherever the hell he grew up in, that he probably played some baseball too. I don't know.
You gonna judge him though if he does come out there and throw a terrible pitch?
If it's terrible, yes.
I think it's gonna be bad.
I do too. I really have a feeling it's just gonna be like, yep. Kind of a representation of the football team a little bit, you know?
Ah, I told you young Williams' days are numbered. Friend John's just tagged me in something. Young Williams at critical capacity. Their days are numbered.
Well, it sounds like they're just giving away animals. It sounds like they don't have time to go through the hoops to get you to get the ferrets if they got somebody else to get it. Sounds like they're over.
I was making it very simple for them. They're the ones that created these hoops.
Why couldn't you just go Monday and get it?
Because I didn't see it till like 30 minutes before they were closing. So I called them and let them know.
So like you couldn't have gone like, was there like a 4-day process to get the ferrets or like how does that work? Can you not just like go and get?
Can that I was like the problem. They couldn't tell me anything. And like,
can I not walk up and get an animal right now? And be like, hey, I'm taking it home now.
That's what they told me to come and do. I was like, all right. Like,
so theoretically, if you had gone to the place, you could have gotten the ferrets?
No, because they took them to foster parents like the next day. So they weren't at the facility anymore. So then that's when I was like, okay, like I got to go through all these processes and stuff.
So sometimes they'll send them to the foster parents for like a week and they'll somehow take care of them while they find them, especially if they're overbooked.
Especially because it's stuff like that too. I think they aren't really equipped for ferrets, so it's probably better to send somebody kind of knew what they're doing.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no, when I called them, they didn't even know what the process was for me to adopt them. So like I couldn't do it that day because they had no idea what was going on.
Gotcha.
So I blame them.
It's their fault.
But you could have gone Monday and gotten it.
It was like 30 minutes before close. I wouldn't have made it.
We live right next to it, or we work right next to it.
But I called them at like 5:30, and they close at 6:00, and I was at my house, which is not right next to it.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's unfortunate, but
hopefully the fair
is it free to adopt those?
I think
pets?
You have to take an adoption.
No,
fee
there's
sometimes.
An adoption fee.
Sometimes they'll waive them when they're at capacity.
Yeah,
they're
at like, capacity, adult dogs are adoptable for a donation of your choice.
Yeah, so you can give them a dollar or give them nothing.
So you could
if
you give
want.
Them, yeah. Hmm. You could just burn down the building.
Can of soup.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like. I think sometimes do people like donate like dog food and stuff. I think they give you dog food when you adopt them. I think I used to go there by there a lot looking for a cat.
You wanted to get a cat?
No, I'm looking to see if I might turn my cat in.
Oh.
In
prison.
I think it got ate by a fox.
It'd probably be more coyote than fox. It could probably take a fox.
A cat can't take a fox.
Fox isn't very big.
They're bigger than cats.
Not by much.
What? Have you ever seen a full-grown fox out in the wild?
Yes, foxes aren't that big.
They're bigger than cats.
Yeah, I know, but...
You know, if the fox wanted to eat the cat, you know,
I think the cat would get away. Cats are a little tougher than I think you're giving them credit for there.
Oh, no. I mean, they eat, a billion birds a year? I know they're pretty tough.
They're very detrimental to the environment. Outdoor cats are terrible, and anybody that has an outdoor cat, you're a bad person.
How's that work?
I don't know.
Because they kill everything. Cats kill everything.
Isn't that just kind of part of it?
No, because like they're not natural to the environment. No, because that's the problem. They're technically an invasive species.
My cat kills a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it does. It's killing an ecosystem because they kill stuff.
Sometimes a cat
like
gets
anytime cats get introduced to like islands, countries and stuff, like, it ends up decimating populations. Sure. Like, that's the reason, like, most of the flightless birds are extinct in, like, New Zealand and Indonesia, stuff like that, because cats got introduced, and cats would eat all the birds because they had no natural predators, and so they were flightless, and they just started killing them all. Cats are very problematic. Yeah, cats are terrible for the environment.
Cats kill, like, 2 billion birds a year.
I mean, yeah. I believe
keep
it.
Them billion. Keep your cats inside.
That seems a lot.
With a B.
Yeah.
And that's
a lot of cats
just,
out
just,
there,
that's
though.
Just what we
there's
know
a lot of.
Of
cats out there.
That's just what we know of. And that's not even counting all the other animals they kill.
Who cares?
Honestly, you should care. You kind of live on this really planet. And the planet going to crap is not a good thing.
I'm just surprised my cat's still alive. It's like 17 years old.
Still making it.
Strong woman.
Okay. So anyways, cat, where we go to Camden get the ferrets. Josh Heupel's got an arm. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he has an embarrassing first pitch, then yeah, to go viral. But like, I don't think anybody's going to give him credit if he just like has a.
Is it even going to be on camera?
Yeah, the game's on ESPN U tonight, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be recorded either way, posted on
social media. It will be recorded. I mean, like, all the games are going to at least on, like, SEC Network Plus, right? Like, if you have
every game.
ESPN Plus or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
even
you
the, even
I didn't know if they were just,
game.
Like, showing the first pitch with the broadcast.
Well, no, they probably won't. But, like, I would imagine they tape it, Cam, and then they'll show it somewhere in, like, the third inning or something. Like, oh, big game, you know, Josh Heupel's here, and here's his first pitch. I'd imagine they'll do that.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, like, they got a lot of time to fill in a 9-inning game, so they'll have
enough.
A little – clip and blurb about Josh Heupel throwing the first pitch.
I remember we used to be able to get into the baseball games for a can of soup.
Can't you still get in there for free?
Well, I mean, when I wasn't going here, yeah.
Oh, you just mean like in general, like yeah, you could just walk up. Yeah, it was very easy to get into baseball games.
Oh, they're real bad.
It's going to be scary to see what happens with Tony V.
You think he's leaving?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to come down to what Danny White and the people want to invest in him, I would say. How much money they'll pour into the program. We've already talked about, you know, the importance of having a winner on campus, and I mean, having the number 3 team in the country, according to USA Today, is pretty cool. A baseball game being on ESPNU is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the chance, you know, as somebody flipping through the channels might fall in on that and, like, watch it across the country.
Especially say it's a top 5 matchup, top 3
right.
matchup.
Like, SEC Network, you're probably not getting a lot of, like, Pac-12 fans. Like, let's see what's going on the SEC Network.
Yeah.
But you might have some college fans flipping the channels and say, well, it's on ESPNU. And, oh, wow, okay. It's a good atmosphere. Wow, Kumar Rocker. Okay. Pretty baseball uniforms. Let's see. Wow, who's that? That man's handsome. Vitello? That's his name? Okay. Wow. Really handsome. This team plays with flair. You might have some chances, you know, to show off the university. This is going to be a big opportunity, you know, to have Josh Heupel talked about on ESPNU.
There you
anybody
go.
Talking about his recruiting right now? Him getting some screen time, him getting out in front of the fans, probably a big deal for him, too. Credit to him, I guess. I don't know if someone got in his ear or what, but, like, the last week we'll see him twice out in public. Once at an open practice, but now, like, out in the with the people at the baseball game. Which the coaches have done a pretty good job of being out there, right? I've seen some of, the, like, the assistant football coaches tweeting from, like, the stands, right?
Yeah, Rick was out there last Friday.
Was he?
For the Florida game.
Rick was out there, too?
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah, get your chili hot guys out there.
That guy's a star. Is that the one that allegedly fought during Pruitt at a pass stop, right?
Yeah, Georgia.
Yeah. Interesting.
Did he fight him or did he just hit him? I thought he just like hit I thought him. He hit him I mean, one good time.
That's a good start to a fight. I mean, it just depends on what happens afterwards, I guess. But a fair distinction, I guess.
Kind of thought Pruitt just kind of didn't put much of a fight back.
I'm not going to throw Pruitt under the bus in terms of that. Like, we heard hot-headed Pruitt stories, like of him trying to fight Mark Richt. So I'm not going to like change it and all of a sudden make Pruitt seem like a coward. Or a meow. Somebody maybe got in between them, though. Maybe Aaron Donald was around.
There you go.
Just going around breaking up fights.
True hero.
Be a good YouTube series. Instead of Kimbo Slice going to fight people, Aaron Donald just goes and tries to break up fights. Although he probably learned his lesson.
Yeah.
Trying to break up a fight and I'm getting sued. But also, that's pretty embarrassing for the other guy for to have his eye look like that and it wasn't Aaron Donald.
Yeah, really?
Just a regular person beat you up that bad, bro?
Yeah.
No wonder you're trying to blame Aaron Donald. I would too. I can't go home. I can't go home to my girlfriend or wife. Who beat you up? Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah. NFL player. Couldn't. Yeah. Oh, best defensive player in the NFL. Yeah. Couldn't handle him.
You
sorry.
You Google him. You Google him. You think, what was I supposed to do, honey? He hit me. He sucker punched me. Can't go home and just say Brandon did that to you.
You know Jeff off Fifth Street. He got me.
You can't admit something like that, guys. You got to tell him Aaron Donald did it. The lawsuit getting dismissed will be. You could just blame the money. He's got a better lawyer. But I will say, however, now that the videos came out, it's going to be tough to lie your way out of.
Mm-hmm.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks. Jamie here at Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike with the easiest new car buying experience out there. It's easy in the Mitsubishi. At Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike with payment.
Last call on the program is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit g3helpme.com or give them a call at 865-558-8030 if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident. The G3 team has been serving Knoxville and East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let them get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cameron, what do you got for us?
I got man arrested, Long Island man arrested for this.
Okay. Pump your brakes, kid.
A man was arrested in Long Island after calling medical facility about his lost cocaine. A 40-year-old man was arrested after he apparently left his cocaine at a Long Island medical facility and then he called the office to find it. Police say Jose Espinosa had visited the facility in East Garden City and realized when he arrived at his Franklin Square home that he had misplaced his cocaine. He called the facility to report the lost property, and the employee located the drugs and notified police. He was arrested following an investigation. He is now charged with 2 counts of third-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance.
Hmm.
So, I guess they don't keep cocaine in lost found bin at hospitals.
I wonder how he asked it. He's like, hey, you think he just said it?
You got my protein powder? I had some creatine over here.
Yeah.
In the little baggie. Yeah. That one, yeah.
Yeah, I just scoop it out into the baggies, you know. Meal prep my protein. You know? Why are you
People can't be that dumb.
People are that dumb, man. People are that dumb, unfortunately.
Sheesh.
I got a Ohio man getting arrested.
Oh, wow.
Lots of meme pages making fun of Ohio recently.
Okay, well, this isn't anything to make fun of Ohio about, guess. But Ohio man arrested in New York Times Square at a subway station as he had a semi-automatic rifle and a backpack full of ammunition and a gas mask. As they found him in the subway, I guess strapped and loaded. The police department got him, though, the NYPD.
Did he have the gas mask on, or was it in the bag?
Nope. He had ammunition in a backpack plus a gas mask. So I assume the gas mask was also in the backpack.
Yeah.
Can't imagine he was walking around like with the mask on. But
a little terrifying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have a gas mask. I imagine if you have a gas mask on, that is to either you have – well, I guess they didn't say you didn't have any of those gas bombs, but you are prepared for the cops to try to throw those at you, and you wouldn't be able to continue wreaking whatever havoc you are. So that's scary.
Yeah, especially after we had another thing up in Indianapolis.
So that's scary.
They identified that guy's like a 19-year-old, too.
Do you have a positive story, Draven?
Yeah, I actually do. Let's see. How do I say this?
Oh, yeah, we did it. We just had it. What? Eight people dead?
The FedEx thing, yeah. 8, including the shooter, and they identified him as a 19-year-old kid.
19?
Yeah.
Man. At a FedEx facility, I'm just like...
Somebody's package was super late.
I just... Nah.
They have had a problem with that.
Yeah. How do I say this?
FedEx did leave my package in the rain the other day.
Guy playing music on Twitch gets this with no viewers.
I was just trying to treat you like the guy with no viewers.
Oh, yeah. So apparently there's this random guy who just started doing a Twitch, and he's playing live music. Apparently he's pretty good. And it was some crypto people that ended up rating his stream, and he ended up with over $85,000 in donations.
Wow. What?
Yeah. Went from no viewers to $85,000.
How did that happen?
Let's see. It was a crypto blog, a fellow named Kobe with the Twitter handle Crypto Cobain. He was just scanning through Twitch and part of his...
Crypto Cobain, that's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, he was just scanning through Twitch and part of his... it says his cryptocurrency show up only and just said he was just looking through and I guess just came across that guy playing some music. He was, like I said, apparently he was really good. He was playing some Pink Floyd, Nirvana, the Beatles even, mixing it up. He was just had a guitar just sitting there playing some live music with no viewers. And this guy came across him, got, I guess, his other crypto buddies to... throwing some money on this guy.
Do they feel bad for him? Or are they like, wow, he's actually really good?
I think it was more about like, wow, he's actually really good. Right, and he said, maybe that too. They said he just started the Twitch a few days ago. So, or a few days, you know, before this
and
happened.
He raised how much money? $85,000?
$85,000.
He's going to be chasing that high for the rest of his life.
Yep. How about that?
Okay. That'd be cool.
Wouldn't it?
That bridge video is disappointing.
Yeah, the bridge just aren't raising. I mean, yeah. I think that it's probably still connected, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But I understand, you know, the police don't want people getting any ideas of doing this, so I feel like you got to punish that to the full extent.
Has that ever happened? Have you guys ever heard of this story happening before?
Someone jumping a bridge? I mean, I'm sure somebody's done
that. That's what I'm wondering, but you never really heard or seen a clip of it, you know what I'm saying? Especially a more dramatic, like, you know. Bridge a little bit more open.
It is something I thought would happen way more in my life just by, watching movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That and quicksand. No one ever, you never hear about quicksand or
quicksand does seem bridges. More problematic in movies, like casually, than it does in real life. It's actually relatively easy to escape quicksand, actually, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. The key is you just kind of lay on your back and float almost like it's water.
I'd probably panic a little bit.
I mean, yeah, that's the problem. That's when you panic is panicking. An issue, though. Yeah, that's what gets people, and most people will. So,
all right, the drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio. Have a good weekend, everybody.